sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Austin.
Melissa.
Is there an inappropriate time to be chewing gum?
Yeah, I would say probably if you're recording a podcast that goes out to hundreds of thousands of listeners in the Chicagoland area, I'd say probably that's probably the most of an opportune. If I had to like rank them, that's probably number one. Number two is probably like during a eulogy, but
a eulogy? You can't chew gum during a eulogy? I mean, what happens if you're the person listening to the eulogy? Can you chew gum then?
I mean, maybe. I just think gum at a funeral is probably just a little inappropriate to begin with.
What about gum at a wedding? Can you chew gum at a wedding?
Are you in attendance at the wedding or are you in the wedding?
What happens if you're just...
Or are you the pastor giving the...
Definitely not the pastor. But what happens if you're just in the audience watching the wedding? Can you chew gum?
If you do it discreetly, sure.
Really?
Yeah, I think you can get away with a lot being in the audience of a wedding. I've watched a college football game during a wedding one time.
Austin,
so, look, I am.
Do that.
There are a few things in this world that I'm against. Number one, Melissa McGurn. Number two,
Austin Hupp.
Number two, fall weddings. And I know there are so many people that get married in the fall.
Austin, no, honest to God, why are you against fall weddings? What is there to be against?
I was raised in the South, and
so? This
I am not alone in this take. I could.
Yes, you are.
No, I am not.
Yes, you are.
Do you want me to call someone right now?
Go ahead.
I will call someone right now.
Okay, and while you're doing that, please explain to me why in the world you would be against a fall wedding. The idea of fall weddings is beautiful, and so many people love it and choose it.
First of all, the idea of them are beautiful. Most of the time, they end up being rainy to begin with.
So do spring weddings.
Or too cold to begin with.
So do spring weddings, though.
But fall weddings, there are different seasons for different things, right? Summer is wedding season, first and foremost. I think you should always get married in the summer. Look at me.
Okay. Well,
I got married
summer?
In August. I got married in August.
You can. Perfect. Go ahead.
No, that's perfect time to get married.
No. Because you cannot do an outdoor wedding, even in the summer. I mean, people do and they try. And
yeah,
they
I was going to say, I've been to a few outdoor weddings.
But the problem is that even in the summer, it can be, especially around here in the Chicagoland area, it can be very hot, sticky, and humid. And don't you be calling somebody right now who you already know the answer to. This better be like a random
I don't think
caller.
I've ever had this conversation with
okay,
this person.
Okay, perfect. That's what I want to hear. Because a summer wedding is so humid.
Yeah.
I've been to an outdoor wedding in the summer, and I'm sweating my butt off. So the fall is the perfect time to have a wedding.
I'm trying to think. This guy might have gotten married. When did this guy? Oh, no, this guy got married in the spring.
All right.
This is Frank Ford. Please leave a message.
All right, Frank.
That's Frank. Frank, he didn't answer. All right. Well, maybe I can text him. I'm sure he'll respond.
I'm trying to call my friend Mary. She's at work. She works at a plastic surgeon's office. She's like the office manager, and I'm going to see what she has to say, but I don't know if she can answer right now either.
Why are you calling her? Wait,
I don't know. I'm picking someone random, too. Why can't
but
I find out?
Why are you calling people? This is my argument to pick.
I have an argument to defend.
No, I have an argument to defend. Yes, if you call any woman, she's going to say it's ridiculous.
Oh, so now it's a gender thing?
For the most part, yes.
Get out of here. There's no way.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Oh,
the
it's an English accent.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
Oh, people pick an English accent for their voicemail. That's cute. We're so funny. We just keep. How can I get to answer? That's not at work. I'm telling you, I'm going to win this argument. I am going to win this argument right now. Mm-hmm.
This is great podcasting, by the way.
Yeah, right? That's okay. We're in the middle of a big...
Just waiting for people to answer their phones.
Well, you and I are in an argument right now, okay? You're calling your wife and your own wife won't answer the phone?
Well,
that's true. Oh, here, I know. I know who's going to answer.
You don't need any more backup for your argument. I'm just sitting here trying to tell you that there's a lot of guys that feel the way I feel.
I know this person's going to answer the phone.
What are you going to ask them? Are you for or against fall weddings?
Absolutely.
That's not the debate here.
Yes.
The debate here is that whether or not guys... agree with me in my stance. If there are many guys that agree with me in my stance, that's the argument.
Well, you didn't say that initially.
I did say that initially.
You
I said,
just said
I'm,
you were.
Hello.
Hi, Marcy. How are you?
I'm good, Melissa. How are you?
Good. Thank you for answering your phone, because Austin and I are in the middle of a podcast right now. We're in an argument about whether or not fall weddings are a great idea.
No, that's not the argument.
Yes, it is.
That's not the argument.
Yes, it is.
The argument is whether or not guys would back me up in not liking fall weddings.
That's not what he initially said. What do you think about fall weddings, Marcy?
I prefer fall weddings. Thank you very much. They are easier on everyone clothing wise. You think they would be easier on dudes, Austin? I mean, think about it. Do you really want to be in a tuxedo in July, or would you rather be in a tuxedo in October?
Thank you.
Have you seen the college football slate in October? Definitely in July. There's nothing going on in July. I'd rather sweat my face off in July than to miss out on a massive game in October.
Oh, give me a break.
So legitimately, you are putting football over true love.
Yes, 1,000%. Yes.
Wow, Austin.
Love, true love.
Look.
I thought you loved love.
I do love love.
You do not love love.
I love love. And I love my love for college football.
Oh, my God. What? Thank you, Marcy. I just wanted to prove a point.
Marcy, I am. All right. The real thing that we're debating is whether or not many men would back me up in this.
I don't think any man would back you up in this, period.
Ouch.
Okay. All right. This is making for probably the worst audio in a podcast ever.
No, definitely not.
Well, I could have just walked my butt down there.
Yeah, I know, right. She's literally in an office right down the hall. Like, why didn't we just go grab her?
I don't know. I wanted somebody to answer the phone.
Okay. All
thank
right.
you, Marcy.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, thank you for nothing. No, I would 1,000% expect our boss, Marcy, to have that stance, to have that take. We used to get in arguments in college about this with Meredith and all of her girlfriends about how dumb we are for hating weddings in the fall. And there were many guys that were backing me up in the argument. They're like, no, fall weddings are not fun. And I know there's a lot of people that get married in the fall and their weddings are beautiful. Their weddings are stunning, but you're just displacing people from watching the big game. And that's why a lot of times you'll see at the weddings, they'll put the big game on like a screen, or you'll see a lot of guys. I went to one fall wedding. Every single guy was at the bar watching because they had TVs of a game on in the bar and no one was on the dance floor.
Not everybody has a wedding the night of a big game, though. They don't always schedule it like that.
In the fall, every Saturday, there is a big game.
Oh, jeez.
Every Saturday for 12 straight weeks, 13 straight weeks.
You're trying to say you can't step away from a game for 3 hours to enjoy a wedding reception?
The game is 3 hours.
No, step away for a wedding, for your friend, for your loved ones. No.
Okay, wait, hang on.
Okay. I have yet to believe you'd be able to prove your point with guys agreeing with you.
Frank's on a work call, so he would have to be through text. He's got to answer this question via text. I'm going to say, do guys hate fall weddings?
I should call my friend Ernie and find out what he has to say.
But I also do think this is a geographical thing.
What does that mean?
In the South, people live and die by college football. It is a proven look. There are some offshoots
right
to that.
Now.
No, I'm not. No,
you're
I'm not.
Now you're saying it's only guys in the South.
I would say a majority of guys in the South feel this way.
All right. Anybody listening to this?
Anyone living north of the Mason-Dixon line probably is not as diehard of a college football fan.
Y'all hear him backpedaling right now.
Pro sports. If you put a wedding on a fall Sunday with the Bears playing, I'm sure a lot of Chicagoans would bat their eyes to this. Bat their eyes. I don't know what that meant.
I don't know.
You know what I meant? Would turn a blind? No.
What's the expression
I'm trying to say?
I don't know.
A lot of guys would detest.
Detest.
I don't know. My brain's not working.
I don't know. Just because, you schedule it. People don't do weddings that often on Sundays. I mean, sometimes, most of the time, they're on Saturdays anyway.
I know.
On
Saturdays. So, right. So it doesn't necessarily interfere with the sports that most people are passionate about here in Chicago. Frank, I said, do guys hate fall weddings? And verbatim, Frank texts, yes, there should be a law against them. There we go. Right,
where does Frank live?
Frank lives in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay,
he is my best friend from childhood.
All right, so
he gets it.
One state.
He gets it.
One state. Tennessee doesn't like fall weddings.
Tennessee, Georgia. I guarantee you we get Kane Brown on the line right now, and he would say the same thing. I guarantee you if we got Thomas Rhett, I went to a wedding that was on Thomas Rhett's farm, okay? It was in November. Tennessee was playing the University of Missouri. Where was Thomas Rhett? In a back room watching that game.
Okay. He's one man, Austin. That's
another man. No, he's not one man. He's another man. So that's only building my case because you said I was alone in this. I've now gotten Frank on my side. I got Thomas Rhett on my side.
You can't prove
if
Thomas
Kane
Rhett.
Brown was around, I would get Kane Brown on my side.
So basically you're just picking up
Luke Combs.
All
Luke Combs
fans.
Would 1,000% agree with me. Big Mountaineers fan, App State.
All right, big talker. Why don't you text Russell Dickerson right now?
I don't know if he answers.
Text Russell. I feel like he'd be more middle of the road, not so just you're picking every single guy who was a crazy sports fanatic.
I don't have Russell's new number.
Oh.
I got Russell's old number.
Okay. Obviously, this is going to end up being a debate.
Next artist we get on the phone to interview, we're asking them.
Okay, that's
fall
fine.
Weddings. What do you think about them? Go.
Maybe that should be a thing. Every time we get an artist on the air, yeah. We'll ask them about a fall wedding. It'll just
maybe
be
we
our
should.
Thing.
Maybe we should.
It'll be our thing.
Fall weddings. Where do you come out? And look, and I know there are a lot of women that are probably scoffing at their podcast listening machines right now. And just being like, ugh, Austin is such a pig,
a
sleazy pig, just gross.
Machine.
And I get it. I would think that about me, too, if I was a female that did not care for college football.
I'm so disappointed
I would
in
think
you right
that,
now.
Too. So I completely understand it. But I'm not alone here.
Listen
okay, there
this.
Are literally, there are literally... hundreds of thousands of guys primarily in the southeastern states in the Waffle House territory is what I would say.
Oh, okay.
In the footprint of a Waffle House.
Sure.
If you live within 10 to 20 miles of a Waffle House, then you probably feel the same way I feel as a guy that fall weddings should be outlawed.
Make sure you're all listening next week because this is definitely going to be put on the show. We're going to take callers, so be prepared.
We're not going to get many guys in the Chicagoland area that agree with me.
How do you know?
Because I'm telling you, it's the footprint of the Southeast is primarily where this
really
debate lies.
Then you really don't have an argument because that's like an eighth of the United States.
Do you want an eighth of the... It's a fourth of the United States.
Well, not all. I mean, you're just...
The Southeast.
Georgia. Yeah, but you're only counting
Southeast,
Georgia.
Southwest, Northwest, Northeast. If you divide America into quadrants, heck, I'll even give myself the entire state of Texas.
What?
I'm telling you, Mel. I am telling you. Trust me, I've lived all over the country. No one, in Southern California, people don't care. People don't care. There's like some like USC and UCLA fans. They don't really fully care about college football. In the Southwest, in the Northeast pockets, I think certain schools, the Ohio States, the Michigans, the Penn States of the world, like those are massive football schools. Wisconsin, mm-hmm. even Madison, Wisconsin. Kyle.
Yeah, but he's not feeling good. He's probably sleeping right now.
Oh yeah, you're right. Kyle is out sick today.
Yeah,
which is why he's not on this podcast. Damn it. He would probably agree with me.
I don't know. You've still yet to find anybody to prove your point.
Frank and Thomas Rhett.
An alleged text.
Do you want to see it for yourself?
You probably told him to say that.
Do you guys, can I ask you a question? I'm live on a podcast. I'm on a work call, so would have to be through text. Do guys hate fall weddings? Yes, there should be a law against them.
Okay.
Frank Ford. From Nashville, Tennessee.
Okie dokie.
Works in healthcare, I think. Healthcare, like technology, like IT, I think, in healthcare.
Oh, sounds like a very important job.
It is a very important job.
It sounds like it is.
I know. Could mm-hmm. you imagine?
No, I could not.
Like a hospital not having technology or like their computer system.
You mean like
going
what
down.
Happened to Lurie's?
Yeah, Lurie's. That was a malware attack, right? Like mm-hmm. someone takes it for ransom.
Oh, yeah. They were having trouble even scheduling their surgeries.
My wife.
Making appointments.
My wife works in healthcare and she says like when that happens.
Oh, it's a big deal.
It is a massive deal because it takes months, half a year or longer.
Yeah, to get it all straightened back out.
To get everything back up and running and like to get not just like the systems, but to get like payments up to date. Because like if you miss even like one day of payments and stuff, then that just backlogs you so much. It's crazy. Hospitals do a lot. There's so much. Do you ever think about like the logistics of the world?
Like how?
Like just like
logistics of the world? What does that mean?
Like, all right, let's get deep real quick.
Since when do you want to get deep? You hate getting deep.
I love getting deep. I love getting deep and thinking about things and expanding my mind, especially when it comes to space. Don't even get me started on outer space.
Oh, you sound like my son Porter.
Oh my gosh.
He loves that stuff.
Oh my gosh. Outer space, I could talk. In fact, me and Frank once sat on a beach for 4 hours looking up at the stars in the sky and just talking about outer space and how big the universe is.
Did you guys have a gummy?
No, but it felt like we did. It felt like we did. Our minds were like so blown away. This is well before gummies were legal. But it was, anyway. I just think about the logistics of the world right now. Like anything in the world. Think about it. Hospital, for example. How much goes into making a hospital run? Like, obviously, the doctors are probably, like, at the top of that pyramid. Nurses, right there with them. Where, like, what they do. Like, that's what the purpose of the hospital is, right?
That's the purpose of the hospital. But I think it's the people behind the scenes that make it run.
Well, exactly.
The doctors are, like, the performers. And everybody behind the scenes is what makes
the receptionists, the appointment schedulers. Then you go as far as to, like, what about the equipment they use?
The billing department.
How did their equipment get there?
Yeah.
By trucks, and how did they get to the trucks? By train?
Yeah,
how
the did department the train that orders get... all the drugs,
right.
Orders all the like equipment, everything.
And like, and just like how much it takes for like a doctor to get a nose swab into his hand the entire day. And like, even like maybe it's like one nurse's job to like restock the nose swabs from the equipment closet or something, you know, like it's just like there's just so much from this point A to point B to point B, like everything that has to work.
Doesn't it kind of make you wonder how they even figured it out in the first place on a
yes.
scale that's that big?
Yes,
because there's so many different steps.
And
to
like
it.
You take like just even just a hospital like Lurie's or like Northwestern or whatever, like how massive of a hospital that is.
Yeah,
and how many rooms there are, and like everything. Go into construction, any construction site, like how you design and like
that's
meticulously
how I feel about,
measure and everything.
That's how I feel about high-rise buildings, like the person that designs it, to the people who have to make sure that it's going to be safe, to the
yeah.
people who show up, to the people who double-check to make sure the job's
right.
done right, to the people who pay the bills for
There's
it.
There's so
the
people. Many people
that's
and so many jobs.
Feel about airlines.
What about Windy City Smokeout, okay, a festival? The amount of logistics that go into that, making sure the pit bosses are there, making sure the tents are set up, making sure the signage is there, all of the signage.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Windy City Smokeout and tell me how many times you see that pig with a guitar strapped to his back, that little logo. You will see it everywhere. All of those were signs made by Windy City Smokeout, made new every single year, because I don't think they use the same signage from year to year.
Think about just the whole planning process even leading up to it. It takes a whole year just to plan it for the next year.
The schedulers of the people that are on tour, of, you know, if there's what, like 10 artists in a day, all 10 of those artists being there and being on time and like making sure that their accommodations are met. And it's just like
the what's got to go down with the United Center, the discussions, the security systems, everything.
My brain is melting right now. My brain is melting right now just by the idea of like just logistics. Go to a Cubs game. The number of people it takes for a Cubs game to run smoothly.
Yeah. Anytime something's that big, it's like hard to wrap your brain around it.
I'm in awe right now. I'm in awe. Meanwhile, look at a radio show. Okay? When our producer has to leave work sick.
There's like three of us here.
We don't run as smoothly without our producer. So it takes three people to turn on two mics.
The more the better, even in radio. We don't always get it, but the more hands that are dipped in there to help out, the better.
Is it, though?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Because we do have our marketing department.
Yes, yes.
Like they help.
Yeah, okay. There we go. Yeah, we're even just talking about the on-air day-to-day, but like all of the people that like make us run, like the
promotions.
The commercials that run, you know, the people who do, you know, what they call traffic, like the, it's just, it's mind-blowing. Marcy and the relationship she has with the music companies to then turn around and play that music on our
label reps
station.
And all that and everything. Yeah. It's a big deal. It's a big operation.
I don't know about you, but I feel like I just ran a marathon. I am exhausted. My brain is fried just thinking about, and this is an everyday thing. The world does not stop. The world does not stop spinning.
Mm.
Even after we die, guess what? The world's going to keep spinning. We are basically what I'm getting at is next time someone cuts you off in traffic, just be like, you know, or if they get mad at you, just yell back at them. Do you realize how big the world is?
Yeah.
And how small and irrelevant we are?
Yeah, we're very insignificant if you really think about it. In 100 years from today,
no one will know
we ever existed.
Oh my gosh, that's so deep.
No one will know
we ever
existed, except for maybe like a great grandchild would know our names or something.
I see those historic videos of like Chicago in 1920, and it's got the people like driving like the Model T's and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And every time I watch one of those videos, like Chicago in 1912, you know, and people are still happy because the Cubs are good. And like they, you know, like it's like a long time ago. They're wearing their top hats, their three-piece suits. And I'm just thinking while I'm watching this, like there's not a single person in this video that's still alive.
Oh, God, no.
Well, right?
No, probably not now.
Yeah.
Probably
1912, because they would be what, 112?
Yeah. But 20 years ago they would have been, which is even interesting because you think about how much the world has changed in just that amount of time.
Right.
Because if you think about it, what was it like when our parents were born and were like maybe the first 10 years of their life? It is a completely different world than when our parents were born. Completely different.
That's so true.
And how is it going to be when we're 85 or 90 years old?
Yeah, our kids are having kids.
But what will the world be like compared to now or when we were born, right? Which is insanely different already. What's it going to be like when we're 90?
Did you ever see Interstellar?
It's my son Porter's favorite movie.
When at the end, when all that time has passed and somehow Matthew McConaughey is is younger than his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That's so trippy.
Isn't it trippy? It's pretty cool.
It's so wild. Or the guy who gets left on this spaceship, this spaceship for like 30 years.
Oh, right.
And they were only down on the planet for like 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Meredith.
Hey, what's up?
Do guys not like fall weddings?
No, they don't.
Boom. There you go. That's all
your
we need.
Guy.
That's all
your,
we need.
Your guy, Meredith, he doesn't like fall weddings.
No, I know. Mare and I had this argument in college
fall
with all of
her friends.
Fall
weddings are amazing.
I know. She agrees. She agrees. She loves fall weddings. But you're just proving my point that there are other men that do not like fall weddings.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I gotta go.
All right. Love you. She's like in the middle of like a busy work day with a lot of logistics at her company. Yeah. Again, it all comes full circle. All comes full circle.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.